This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2019 Leo Full Moon Lunar Eclipse. The Leo Full Moon takes place on January 20 or 21, 2019 at 9:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:15 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 0 degrees Leo, 51 minutes, 0 degrees Aquarius, 51 minutes. Doors are slamming. Chapters are ending. Dynamite is blasting prisons open. The hubbub is all part of the intense, raw, catalyzing Leo full moon, the lunar eclipse that is ushering a 2.5-year process to a dramatic close. Since the summer of 2016, we have been grappling with the challenge of balancing self-expression with being in a group. Eclipses since that time in the signs of Leo and Aquarius have pushed us to love, accept, and express ourselves more fully. The task has shuffled and redelt friendships and associations by sensitizing us to who fuels and enjoys our individual spark, who doesn't see it, and who would put it out. Issues related to this journey are coming to a head. Self-love is moving into life imperative. Associations based on anything other than that are going. Some affectionate, appreciative connections are on the way as well, because paths are veering in different directions. Part of what we're experiencing now is due to the nature of a full moon, which always brings culmination. When it's a lunar eclipse, it augments that power with revelations, shining light into corners and crevices, departures, and endings. All of these are coming with thunderclaps, bolts of lightning that turn dark into blazing white, explosions, and last-minute changes. That's because the host of this event is cosmic quick-change artist Uranus, who deals in the unexpected, liberation, and alternate viewpoints. How he's in charge. The moon is in Leo, which is ruled by the sun. The sun is in Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus. He's especially volatile due to terrific pressure from a pileup of countervailing influences that are pitting reason against emotion and old ways against the future we know we must pursue. The pressure is squeezing us out of tight little wrappers and sending us flying. The timing or method may be out of the blue, but the situations feeling the crunch aren't. The pressure has been constant for the past 2 or 3 months, as Uranus has been traveling in the dynamic configuration of a T-square with the moon's nodes. At this full moon, Uranus is also smack between the sun and the moon and blammo, ignition. One side of the T-square has the sun conjunct the south node, what we're moving away from, cosmic messenger Mercury, and Pluto, lord of death and rebirth and agent of unavoidable change. Information, thoughts, and realizations involve practicalities, the bottom line, responsibilities, foundations and institutions, and our relationship to authority, including government. Pluto's presence is making the information flow stark, truthful, and profound, as he brings secrets, power games, and terrors out of the shadows. The counterweight to this pileup are the primal emotional impulses of the moon conjunct the North Node, fusing the need to express ourselves and be seen with the imperative to nurture, first and foremost, ourselves. They amount to the drive to love and be loved, and they hold their own in pushing Uranus into action. As the playing field rearranges, ardor leads the way. What's good is really good. What we want, we really want. With Venus, ruler of relationships, money, and creativity, on the prowl with boundless, optimistic Jupiter. In Sagittarius, they're out for fun, stimulation, and adventure, with don't fence me in as important as don't bore me. This planetary pair is a walking formula for indulgence, and their inclinations are pumped up all the more by a square to Neptune and his lovely cosmic fog machine. Romance, glamour, illusion, rose-colored glasses, lies, cons, seeing what you want instead of what's in front of you. Yep, 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 yep to all. Pondering is unlikely. Venus and Jupiter are in the direct flow of a trine to cosmic first responder Mars, the planet of action in Aries, the sign of action. However grandiose our desires may be, we're going after them with gusto. The will is doing the bidding of the heart. Relationships are not merely flowing, but on fire. We're getting along. We're having fun. And that fun, fiery action drives us on as this lunar eclipse blasts the past away. Bless what has been, but let go your grasp. It's going to be loosened anyway, so why risk powder burn? Besides, your heart's been upgraded, and you're valuing and using it in ways you didn't 2.5 years ago. Focus instead on what remains, and new horizons, and a path of valuing yourself, expressing yourself, and enjoying life with companions who do the same. You can learn more about this in my talk about the 2019 eclipses. Look for the link below, or go to the classes page at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my weekly mailing list and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge, on Patreon at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I thank the people who are keeping Astro Insight from going behind a paywall, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.